Parshas Matan Torah, we have the first words. It says, "Anoichi v'daber lekim is called Dvarim Eilu Lemor, Anoichi Hashem lekecha she'asichu me'at Yitzrayim." So first of all, the word Anoichi has an interesting connotation, despite the fact that there's Ani and Anoichi. It's pointed out in different places the differences. But Chazal also say that in Anoichi, everything seminal happened with the word Anoichi. It says the Bria was with Anoichi, it says the Giluim to the Ovis. The Chazal bring the Pesukim for different ones, Matan Torah, the Gula Sedlovai, Nechama, Anoichi, Anoichi, Nachemchem. So there's a certain, it's not only the Pshat that Anoichi is another shade of Ani, but Ki'ilu, a very special type of gilui happens with the term Anoichi. And we need to understand what is that nekuda. Rashi and Shabbos also darshan it. As the Gemara darshan the trikin on it. Ano nafshi kasis v'yahavis. So Rashi says that it's a nutrikin born of a hechreach that it could have said ani. The fact that it doesn't say ani and it says anoichi, therefore we darshan ano nafshi kas yahavis. So there is a certain hadgosha in anoichi that lends itself to the nutrikin. And it's interesting that the specific kof is darshan for kasvis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote it. Interesting what that nekuda is. That shaykh over here, I mean, Anoichi, like Chazal says, every place there's something important, and over here it's specifically the Chof is Dasha for the Kasvis. And it does say in this forum that the Chof is, the significant difference lies in the Mahusar, the letter Chof, and so on. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is described as Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim in Beis Avodim. So Lemaisa, the Rishonim all speak about why doesn't say Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Beirei and so on. So the Bederech Klal, the Pashto Pshat, the Pshat that's Yoytze from Divreim is that it's a specific inyan of this is what we saw. In other words, you're miyachas edus dafka to something you saw. You're not miyachas edus to something you didn't see. So v'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring back to the ma'aseh that was. But it's mashma that it's more than that. It's more than just that the HaGadosh edus can possibly be over there, but rather there's a nekuda that happened in Eretz Mitzrayim. There's a nekuda in Eretz Mitzrayim that Matan Torah is a hafkor from it, and specifically the gilui at Matan Torah is the hafkor of Etz Yisichem Eretz Mitzrayim. It's interesting when the Gemara darshins whether you say hamoitzi moitzi, and the question is whether it's a lashon of osid or ova, the mafkis. So Chazal, one man yomer brings the pasuk, Moitzes chemeret Mitzrayim, Ladaskini Hashem Motziach chemeret Mitzrayim, and the other man yomer says that when you go out, I will do something. The yadis that no afkischun meretz Mitzrayim. In other words, it's also even though it was told before the event. It doesn't mean that it's a lashon asid, but rather it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'mafreya will be megala that I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. So it's very interesting. It's ki'ilu the mitzias of it's not an introductory phrase. Ki'ilu I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim. Here are the tzivuyim, but this is the event that's going to be moitzi you from Eretz Mitzrayim. And needs a hezbollah. What does it mean? What does it mean? This is the event that will be megala that you will take me out of Mitzrayim. I mean, it's the other way around. You take out of Mitzrayim is a raya of sorts. It's a gilun. Another nekuda, the Rambam, we always learn that says that Klal Yisrael wasn't maimin al pi'oisus ha'moifsim, because somebody who's maimin al pi'oisus ha'moifsim, there's always makom for doifi. And but rather from Yetzias Mitzrayim, from Maimar Sinai, that Einenu Reinu, Einenu Shemanu, V'le'acha, the coil that says Moshe Moshe, and so on. And we always stop and ponder L'maisa mitzad the Goydel Ha'ois V'amoyfis. It's hard to say that Matan Torah was something that was a bigger proof than Kriyas Yamsuf or some of the other ones. If a person has in his lave doifi and some sort of issue, so it's hard to see that this is going to be the thing that's going to be moitzi it rather than something else. It's very hard to understand what, if it's coming to establish a Muna, what happened here that didn't happen there. I mean, people, if a person tainas that the Kriyas Yamsuf was through Teva, so the Burim and Ahar with Eish, it could certainly be subverted and said like that. So what is the Nekuda? And the Rambam says, it's the Pshat is, it's a difference of Shemayim and Arts. This is, every other Moifis and every other Ois is something that lends itself to Doifi, and this is not. We say different Nekudas about it, but I want to try to understand it by the heart of Inyan, what is the difference in this Gilui and other Gilui. It says, the Vaschan, it says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with us with Koil Godel Loi Pasik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with us in a Kol Gadol VaYosif. So Rashi brings two pshatim. He brings a pshat from the Targum that's like Pasik, and one pshat that Lo Yosef means the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will no longer ever be Megalit in such a Darga. But it's interesting, the way he says Lo Pasik, he says because a person who breathes, since a person breathes, he has to stop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to stop. It's Devarim Afliyim a little bit. I mean, is that's an akuda kilu. In other words, we're saying that Gadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said akuda kilu pasik, and Rashi explains, because people get tired, have to breathe a little bit, so it's hard for them to keep talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to. Is that all that's in the pasik? It's being mashve. In other words, we can't split a yam because we get tired after taking out a little bit of water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can keep splitting it. I mean, is it just that's the akuda that we get a sore throat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get a sore throat? Very, very hard to understand what's that connection. Also, two pshatim seem to be almost being says to themselves. One is saying that the Kol Gadol LaYosef means Milashon Gvura, that there's no end to it. The other one is LaYosef Kipshuta. It's hard to see two pshatim mamish says to each other like that. So we have to try to understand a little bit what is this inyan over here. What's the Gilui, specifically more than anything else, this is the Sheirish of the Gilui at Har Sinai, is Anoichi. Anoichi and Le'yelecha is in Pi'a Gvur Shamanu. Anoichi and Le'yelecha are bets of one Dibur, it's Dibur Echad Nemru. It's a Le'yelecha is simply the contrast to Anoichi. And in that Nekuda, of Anoichi, there's that specific Gilui that all these inyanim are spoken about. So I want to start off with a nekuda. It says a lashon of it's a lashon of zaya. It's not. We'll take it for what we understand out of it. And it says about anoichi that it was a very, very specific nekuda. It says kudo kadmoi anoichi. The first. It's in the chelik, the Zohar Kodesh is a chelik that speaks about time and mitzvahs. The first tziv was anoichi, misitra de kesa de iu ayin. It comes from a sheirish that is ayin. That the pshat wherever it says me ayin timotze, the a makom that for us doesn't exist almost. The iu nesiv lo yodo ayin. There's a pasuk that says in Iyov, there's a road that ayid is a vulture, it's a type of bird that sees every single crack and crevice. It looks for always for nevelus and things that are that are dead and so on. It has the sharpest ear of all ifis. So Iyov says there's a nesiv layodei ayit. There's a pathway that even the ayit doesn't know of it. For loisha zosfei ayin ayo. And the eye of an ayah, another bird that's very sharp, never saw it. And the Chazal and the Darshan goes to Malachim, im Malachim the Amrim, I am going for the Laritza. They say Aye. They also didn't notice it. So the Chazal are telling us, the Zohar is telling us that Anoichi comes. It's a tzivui that comes from a makom that it's not perceivable, not understandable, and so on. Let's try to understand exactly what is it trying to term here. L'chura, it's schwer because the Torah is there to know, Torah is there to understand. That's the mitzvah of Torah, and here we have something which is mufka from Havana, it's mufka from Re'iyah, and so on. What's that inyan? There's in inyanim of proving something true, in being oimed ala emes. There is one mahalach that's called moifis and raya. A person takes from inyanim that are proven, and by analogy, by argument, by reason, by extension, a person is meichiach the second inyan that it's emes from the first inyan. That is the roiv gadol of being meichiach. That's roiv gadol of being maimid as emes. The lashon that's used in the Rishonim for proving something is called meifis. The Ramban actually says that Fakert, Ramban, famous Balmor and Ramban, the Ramban says that this is a makom, that Torah is a place where not always moifsim are choytech, you don't always have a moifes choytech. A moifes is used in the Kants, by the Rishonim, not as a neis, but rather as a chacha, that you're proving something from something else. That is the general mahalach of being maimed as emes. A person did something, you don't know if he did or not, al-pishnai meidim yokum dava, you have to eidim, amais something, and so on. That is a very clear way of being maimed dvarim al ha-emes. The proof is very clear, and it sits well with das adam. But then there's a second shaila. How does a person get to those things that are the first nekud of emes? How does the person get to the very, very first inyan that's emes, from which he extends out to other things? If a person wants to, every proof is reducing something to another argument, there comes some sort of basic argument that is you have to accept as emes. On that, there's a second type of inyan, and that's called nikarim divrei emes. That a person has a koyach of hakara, and he's makirit to be divrei emes. Hakara is a koyach that doesn't quite fit into the world of meifis, oisim meifis. You can't prove an axiom from another axiom, because then it wouldn't be an axiom. An axiom has to rest on something, and it rests on a koyach in a person called nikarim divrei emes. That a person is makir de emes mashahu. That is tricky, because sometimes a person is a toya, whereas in moifis, in the world of rayas and moifsim, you can always be mochiach atos. I can use your logic and show you that even lefi dvarecha you're wrong. That is a type of inyan that works well with moifsim. My logic and your logic and his logic should be interchangeable. And it's like a computer. If I run the same problems with three computers, I would expect all three would have the same answer. And if one doesn't, it's obviously something's wrong with it. Hakara is very different, because Hakara is in either or situation. I'm makir this to be emes. Hikir es boiroi. There's ben shalosh hoya avram kishe hikir es boiroi. Shalish is when there was Hakara. There was a development for another 40 years, another 70 years, but B'cholayfin, the Yesod is called Hikir. And that is where it stands on. That's called the Nesiv Layado Ayat. Be'etzim, there's no Shlita. Mitzar Atzmai, it should be a Makom Tohar that nothing else could be Shailer on it. And then the Karim Deve Emes, like it says by Melech HaMashiach, that Vayrichoy B'yiras Hashem, that it says that he's good, that he paskins just with the Chushareach. Be'etzim, that Mitzias itself is a Mitzias that could, that's Tohar. The Ayat never saw it. It's like it's like something that's completely underground. It's a Nesiv Layada Ayat. And the Ayah never saw it. Ayah, the word Ayah means where. In other words, the where has no answer to that one. The Ayah is the, like the Zohar says, it's Miloshin, where are you coming from? It doesn't have, you can't locate that Nekuda. In Yonim that are built in logic, you can locate. You can locate and say, this is a result of this, which is a result of this. You can pin it down. The inyan of that, this nesiv lo yada ayat, and the ayat didn't see it, is something which is mufka from that world of aye. And even malachim have to deal with aye mekoyim kvoidei. This is mufka from it. So in the oimek of koichas hanefesh of a person, there lies a nekuda of hakara, which is zel umas zeh to the giluyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal himself in the Bria through both dava mitoich dava, through all the inyanim that one can apply Yediyah and Havana and Tfisa to, and through the central most Nekuda that's not Shayach to. The difference between Ani and Anoichi is Ani lends itself to being part of another system. Ani Ato Vahu. Ani Vahu are in Yonim. Wherever you have a relationship, it's not him, it's not you, it's me. That is where Ani comes in, and in that sense Ani is part and parcel of the rest of the terms. It's a relationship that has the same terminology, and it's part of that system. So Lamashal, the number one is part of the numbers. It's half of two, it's a third of three, and it's one less than two. That is number one in that sense. Anoichi is I in the sense of self that has no shaykhis to anything else. In the sense of me, in my sense of self-perception, in my sense of atzmius, it's not the pshat is I have more of a sense of atzmius in myself than I have in you. I am myself. In that world, nothing else exists. In my nekuda of atzmius, nothing else exists. In sitting in the room, there's me, there's you, there's him. But in the sense of the self that exists, only I exist. Ani is a term of relationship, and it's part of ani atovahu. Anoichi stands by itself. The Sfarim say that the difference lies in the ois kaf, which is Lashon Keser. Keser is the pchinas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are beyond understanding, period. Lower hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lower dagas, lower giluyim, fall under the realm of Havana and Tfisa. Keser is something which is beyond, it doesn't fit into anywhere. It says, V'chochma me'ayin timotzei. Chochma is the first giluy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have some Tfisa and understanding and ability to relate to something else. This is the ayin from where it comes from. It comes from somewhere else and that's it. So the most profound gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies in a metzias that be'etzem is not part of the world of in Yonim Acher. Therefore, when it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself to Klai Yisrael in the word Anochi. And that means, in a sense of that, in however we understand that shayach hakara to a person versus proof, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has megal himself to us. L'mashal, somebody I don't know, and I ask him, "Are you Chaim?" And the person pulls out his ID. He shows me the ID, I look at the picture, I check the handwriting and the fingerprint, and it matches. So he's proven himself to be Chaim. A person that I know, I'm Maki B'Tvias Ayin. Talmud Chacham is Maki B'Tvias Ayin. I had a person, I had an object as it is. It doesn't fall under the realm of proof, it falls under the realm of recognition. And b'meila, the anoichi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself in the oifin that a person is toifesit as nikarim divrei emes, not as ois and moifes, but nikarim divrei emes. And that's the oimek of the pshat in the Rambam, that the difference between the giluyim and the ois and moifesim and this ois and moifes. It's possible there should be doifi in it. There has yet to be born the raya in the world of haychachas that you can't argue around it. That is the metzias of those in yanim. Nothing is proven absolute except a very very narrow scale in a very very narrow world of math. But other than that, arguments go always, and there has yet to be born an argument in that world. Emes does not become proven in absolute sense. In the world of Nikarim Divrei Emes, in the world of Heker, it's absolute. If this is Chaim, it's Chaim. And 180s will come and tell me that's not Chaim, but I know Chaim. And Chaim is my brother. And there's no one in the world is going to disprove that this is not Chaim. So in yanim that fall under that inyan, there is no makom to it. There is. It's not absolute in the sense that a person can be miskachish. V'heim lo yikiru by Yosef. It says they didn't recognize Yosef. A person's koyach of hakara can become encrusted. A person's koh hakara can become overgrown, and he's not makir this person. But if he's makir this person, then it says that they became like nachrim to him. A nachri is the opposite of hakara. You can makir somebody, you can be misnakir to somebody. You can close off the koh hakara and not allow it to affect you. That's when somebody's misnakir to achav. But when you makir, you show the recognition. So it's not the pshat that it's absolute and it has to be that way. But when you allow hakara to sink in, then there's no makom suffik of dofi and so on. That is the nekuda. That's the klal over here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Maimon HaSinai, which was the ultimate Gilui, was Megala an Inyan that is the Sheirish Inyan of Gilui. And just like in Tfisas Adam, we're Oymer on two levels. There's things that are Sheirishtik, that a person is Teufis with Hakara, and it falls under the realm of Nikarim Divrei Emes, and not through Raya and Os and Mofes. The same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's two Chalakim to Torah. There's the chelik that falls in the realm of chachma, and that's through mahalchi chachma, and then there's the nekuda, the sheirishtik nekuda that's called a neichi, that's a gilui of elikus that answers to nekarim divrei emes. Let's go a step further and understand some of the ramifications of it. It says, "Ashanichi mitzavcha ayoyim." We spoke about this a bit back. That it should be Chol Yom Yubei Necha Kechadoshes. the word anoichi is mitzurif to the tzivui that something should be chadash, should be constant. The raya, the hallmark of these type of inyanim that fall under the gather of heker and that touch the inyan that's called anoichi, lies in the hafkah from gvulas. Anything that can be nitfas through seichel and chachma, by definition, must be bounded. We always say that the word to define, the word and the word finite, it's the same term. When to define something is to give it its boundaries. This is defined as when, where, how. It's mitzias of something that can fall under the gedorim of das and seichel, has a definition, it has a gvul, and b'meila its emes is also mugbal, like we spoke before. But what it does is it creates gvulas to that inyan, and b'meila you stop having any type of chiyus in the inyan. Let's understand it. Let's take a person's neshama and guf. Mitzad a person's guf, the person is a bal gvul. A guf has, it's made of something very clearly defined. It has very clearly defined structure. It has very clearly defined needs. And that is part of its limitations. And b'meila, there's a seif to it. The person is offering, his mitzvah is offering, and that's that. Mitzad nefesh, mitzad neshama of a person, so a person has no gvulis. The neshama is not defined in any oifanim that our seichel can, what it's made from, how it's made from. Adrabu, the Rambam says that a hallmark of amaratzim and people that are small seichels, when you start asking all these questions about haba, how, what, when, where, those questions don't, are not relevant to it. They don't have sheiches to it. The neshama is not something that has any gvulas. Memela, it's not nitfas. You can't talk about something that you can't define, really. The only thing that our tfisa in neshama is nikarim divrei emes. A person deheres in himself that he has a nishmas alkim chayim, and that's his etzem mitzias. It's above gvulas. It's the nesiv that the ayat doesn't see, and it's beyond the look of the ayos of the bria, of the ayah of the bria. It's something beyond it. And b'meila, its hallmark is that if it has no gvulas, it's constant. Its chiyus is constant. The what we perceive as misa is a period between the guf and the neshama, but mitzad the mitzias of neshama, it doesn't fall under that world. It falls under the world, under the world of things that are not gvulis, and b'meila the chiyus is constant, and so on. Asher neichi mitzav eschem hayoyim is wherever a neichi is the mitzave, then it doesn't have shaykhis to yesterday, but it has shaykhis to now. Because in a guf, yesterday and today and tomorrow are meaningful. The guf grows, the guf ages, the guf has markers where you can divide up in zman. Mitzad nefesh, there's no such demarcation, because it doesn't fall under that. If a person can deher Torah in terms of yoshen, in terms of yudke yeshana, then he's not deherring Torah from anoichi. He's not deherring it from its mucker. He's deherring it as the outgrowth of something. The hemshech, we asked about Rashi, that he says la Yosef, that kol god la Yosef, one is la Pasak and one is la Yosef again b'koil. what it means is like this. First of all, how the two nyanim work hand in hand. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu been mamshich this nekuda of anoichi bepumbi gadol, there'd be no makom for any other inyan in the world, and the world would become bottle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the pumbi sheboy. It's not begoli anymore, this nekuda, and b'meila the world has gvulis, a world chachma, doifi. It allowed for a shulton of other inyanim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui of anoichi was mitzamtzem itself, and it stopped being public, but it didn't stop being. And that's what Rashi says with the oimek of his words, that a person can't keep talking because he has to breathe, and so on. The breathing of a person, the neshima of a person, is his chiyus. That's how we halachically we determine a chai. A person's chiyus, even when it's living, is behafsaka. Even our very koyach chiyus is not constant. It's bogged down. Anytime the Koyach HaChiyus says any shaykhs of this world, it's bogged down. Even the Shema goes with Hafsaka and the Shema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gili of Anoichi is Alekim Chayim in a pure sense, and Bemela it's Chay L'Olam, and therefore it's it lasts without Hafsaka. Hafsaka is an imposition. It's an unnatural imposition on that chelik of Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, and b'meila by HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, and it's l'olam. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did do, so that the bria is not bottled, is he's mitzamtzem it, that it shouldn't be beheda, behest, and so on. Let's take the inyanim to us, being that this is an inyan that is always nagea, like we're speaking. Let's bring it over a little bit. In two oifanim, I wanted to bring it. First of all, somehow our tfisa in emuna and in working on emuna and so on is that rayas and oichoches are the oifan to bring about emuna. And b'meila Mologa people used to bring all sorts of sichlistic arayas. Today, all sorts of maisalach. Fine, that's the way somehow we'll bring enough maisim. Maisis will be mechiach. That's not understanding bechlal where the parish of emuna lies. If the parish of emuna was a chelik of the chachma of Torah, if it was a chelik of the inyanim that are nichnas into Malchus Seichel, so I've got to say this is a raya. Anoichi is the sheirish of emuna, it's the mitzvah of emuna. It doesn't belong in that chelik of Torah. Sichlisik inyanim and so on might lead a person to it, but that's not where it lies. Anoichi lies in the world of Nikarim Divrei Emes. The person can cloud his Koyach HaKara. If a person drinks, he stops recognizing people because he can cloud his Koyach HaKara. A person can be misnaker because a person doesn't want to. He sees a Saras Achiv and doesn't want to relate to it because it's difficult, so he's misnaker. He can make himself a Necher. That he can do. But if a person works on his Tyrus Halev, a person who's Tohar himself, a person who has Kedusha Atzmis, deheres very easily the Kamoini of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hekka falls into place. The real working on Inyanim of Emuna is on the Zichuch of the person himself, so that he's not Misnaker. The person can be misnaker by simply being oblivious to it. If I don't look at somebody, I'm not going to recognize him. If I look at somebody and don't pay attention, I'll not recognize him. If I look at somebody, it's not convenient for me to recognize him, I'll make believe I didn't see him. Visalamta, I could make believe that no, I don't know anything about it. Those are all oifan. So I need to get rid of the anochi v'liyelecha b'diba echad nemru. Liyelecha is the obfuscation of anochi. And if a person gets rid of the dirt crust around it, he doesn't need the proof positives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefisin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Hakara Pnimius of Nikarim Divrei Emes. The second chelik of it is, if a person finds that the inyanim are not, that he's misyashin in the other inyanim of Torah, the fact that that it doesn't become it's kilu, it's ties the same old gemara, the same old tefillin, the same old davening. If it's the same old, then it never was there to start with. The person taps into the koach hachius. If a person is living with the sense of a noichi, then a noichi is a koel god lo yosef. Chius by its nature is lo posik. A neshama that could stop wouldn't be neshama. It could stop making the goof alive, and in that case, the goof dies. But mitzad its mitzias itself, for us, if we have a toy and it stops interesting us, we say we need a new toy. It's time for a new toy. If a person, as time goes on, tevad verm is people become tired. They become, it's old hat. It's this. It's that. The answer to that sometimes needs to be, but the answer to that should not lie in looking for something new. The answer for that lies in on the herring tapping into the panemius of it rather than looking for a different chitzonius. The anoichi, if a person the ayin that anoichi lies in is something that's not bounded, and the mela old, the same, doesn't apply to it. It's not old, it's not the same, because it's a constant neviya. Something which keeps flowing, it's like a brook that keeps flowing. The water there is never the water that's there yesterday. You got tired because you're tired of sitting there. But it's new water, it's different water, it's not the same, it's not stale water. There's no, it's constantly chadash. But if you took a bottle of water from the brook and you put it into your house, so of course that water starts getting old. But if you were to stand by where the brook is flowing, where the spring is flowing, you would always have new water. A person's freshness in Avodas Hashem should not lie in constant chidushim. It should lie in constant hischatshus. If a person needs to dehair every day a different pshat and davening to daven better, good. There's tachsisim. I'm not saying in mitzad the world there's in yonim tachsisim. Person is a person. We also have to live with those limitations. But be'etzim, it lies in the fact that once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once again, there's a Dvar Hashem, a new Dvar Hashem. A mechadosh b'tuvoy b'chol yom tamid means constant. We deher it in the morning because it's a new morning, but what we deher is that it's constant. The same thing in learning. If a person is learning, so the same svara should have a new knech, because it's once again he's deharing HaKadosh Baruch Hu svara. It's another nesinas haTorah. It's the kol that's leipasik, and b'meila it's the newness lies in the kol itself. It doesn't need a new kol. The kol is a kol that's leipasik. And b'meila the seir of chiddush nischatshus lies in the thing itself. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a noichi, everything new in the bria, like it said in Chazal, Bria's Oilam, Matan Torah, Geula, Avraham Yaakov, Chazal is the long list of inyanim. The pshat is every time there was something new in the Bria, it's a noichi. It's the same anoichi. Anoichi doesn't change. Ani changes. Because if it's three different people, so Ani is in relationship to Chaim and Yitzchak. Ani is in relationship to Baruch and to Shmuel. The anoichi is the same anoichi all the time. And that's what Chazal is saying. Every time there's a chiddush nebriya, every time there's chiddush nebriya, it's always a neichi. It's the same neichi that goes from Briyas Olam atzayif kol adoyris, and every moment that neichi is kulo a new neichi. Shabbos.